This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey, and the Ducks are playing on Monday night. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, is actually in Indianapolis right now, opening a full-service Raw by Slapfish, and hopefully he will be able to join us for our 11:45 segment, our usual Ask the Chef segment. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And if you look at either our Facebook or an Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery from the Hall Global Eatery, Broadway by Amar Santana, and also Vaca. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, in the last segment, we heard from Chef Amar Santana, who is half of the team that has brought you those wonderful restaurants, Broadway by Amar Santana, Vaca, and the Hall Global Eatery. But there is the other half to the equation, and that is the operations guy, who is a seasoned hospitality veteran, that being Ahmed Labot, actually Labat, and it is a pleasure to welcome Ahmed back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Ahmed, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having me.
Ahmed, it's that time of the year, and I know there's some exciting things going on in your network of restaurants. Chef Amar was kind enough to tell us about some of it, but we want to get into more details with you. Amar told me one thing that I had not realized, Ahmed. You acted as the general contractor on the redo and the kitchen remodel of Broadway and did it in like 2 weeks. With everything going on right now, Ahmed, in terms of labor shortages and subcontractors not being on time and understaffed and supply chain links, how did you pull that one off, sir?
Well, to be honest with you, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be the contractor for this, because if we would have hired a contractor, we wouldn't have any control over labor. For instance, they would tell me, well, we hired this company but didn't show up. So I said, you know what, let me do it myself, and I know some reliable guys that can do the work. And one of them was Jorge Avila, which is the contractor that opened, that did the restaurant for us at Broadway originally, and he's a very reliable guy. So I hired him, and he's reliable, and I told him to get all the subcontractors for his work and monitor it that way. So that's what we did. But the work didn't start just in the last minute. We've done this work for about a year now, that we tried to buy the equipment for the kitchen because of logistics. And yeah, as you know, with the shortage of everything beside the labor and the transport and all that. So we hired these people a year ago and bought this equipment a year ago so we can have them ready in October. And it worked out just fine. I mean, we were very lucky. They told me it will take a week, but I said no. I didn't say anything, but you know how it goes with construction. There's always delays in here. But we got it done, and we're happy with how the remodel came about.
Ahmed, a wonderful story, and I'm so glad it all worked out. One thing we didn't have a chance to talk with Amar about, we certainly talked about what's on the menu at Broadway, Ahmed. But tell us a little bit about the bar program, because I know that's something you're particularly proud of.
Yes, we have Michael Rooney, who is our beverage director, who does a really good job about the bar program. What we focus on is the seasonal ingredients. And as you know, these bartenders or mixologists, they're competing with the chef. I'm all being very competitive and creating so many beautiful dishes. The bartenders try to mimic his work. Sometimes it's a bit challenging because they try to create so many flavors in a cocktail. But Michael Rooney does a really good job about creating that. And he has a good team with him that creates some of these cocktails. So he put trust in his bartenders, who first he trains them, and he does some tasting with them, and he gives them the flexibility to create their own cocktails. So in each restaurant, we have at least one or two cocktails that are made by the actual bartenders. Of course, with Rooney's help and Amar's help as well, with the tasting and the flavor profile, they come up with some fantastic cocktails. And the focus is more on seasonal and fresh ingredients. Everything is made in-house. All the juices, all the syrup, we do everything in-house.
Definitely impressive, Ahmed, and the integration of the food program with the bar program is very specific to your network of restaurants, and again, well integrated. When we were chatting with Amar, Ahmed, we didn't really have a chance to talk too much about Vaca. For our listeners that have not been to Vaca, kind of give us a bird's eye view of your interpretation there of a Spanish steakhouse, because that's been a big success for you.
Yes, in a nutshell, Vaca, it is a Spanish restaurant from Spain. So basically, we brought Spain to Orange County, the most authentic Spanish cuisine you can have in Orange County without sitting a foot on a plane. Well, Amar and I, before we opened Vaca, we started discussing what kind of concept we would like to do. And both of us would like to share food. Both of us like steaks. And both of us like paella. So we said, how about combining the steak and paella together and tapas? It is a concept that didn't exist in Orange County before. Variety of tapas to taste multiple dishes and share the food, and being in an area where there are a lot of ethnic groups who love to that concept, because just to give you an example, the Asian community like to share the food, European communities like to share the food, and Middle Eastern people also like to share the food. So we live in an environment where there are a lot of people that like that type of concept. So it was a hit from the get-go, and for good reason, because we cater and the people like that type of environment. They like to share the food, and they're not committed of ordering one big entree and paying a big price. They can order 2-3 menu items and share different things that they haven't had before. And it's been a great success, and we're very happy how it turned out, and that people love it. That was the motivation for us.
Sure. And Ahmed, also, you have a wonderful selection of paellas that are on the menu. And, you know, you talk about a dish that's perfect for sharing. The various paellas, that's a great way to go.
Oh, absolutely. We have people that order paella as a main course, or they order it as a side dish. They order a big steak, and then they can share a paella, and it becomes like the side dish for that. And we have four different types of paella. We have a marisco paella with seafood in the shells. We have a valenciana, which is also a seafood paella, but there are no shells in there, so it's easy to eat and share. And we have a vegetarian paella for those people who can't eat any protein. And we also have a meat paella. So there is a variety of things for people to choose from. And we also age our own steaks in-house. We have a bigger meat cooler display where we age, and you can see it when you go to the restaurant. And people love that. And we buy the highest grade of beef, and we have a wood-burning grill that really gives so much flavor to the steak. We don't do anything to the steak besides grilling it, season it with salt and pepper, a little bit of olive oil, and put it on the grill. And the wood does the work. We have two types of wood, a lemon-scented wood and oak that gives it that smokiness. And it's pretty simple and really, really good flavor that imparts the flavor in the steak.
Ahmed, I think you have intrigued our audience. Specifically, we've been talking about Vaca, but also Broadway by Amar Santana and the Hall Global Eatery. We are speaking with half of the team that is responsible for those restaurants, that being Ahmed Labot, actually Labot. I'm going to get it right one of these days, Ahmed, I assure you. Happy holidays.
No worries.
Thank you. Happy holidays, and we look forward to seeing you soon. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it is the Long Beach International Tamales Festival, which is taking place tomorrow at the Scottish Rite Event Center. And we will be chatting with Executive Chef Haley Nguyen, who heads the culinary program at Long Beach City College. They're involved in the event. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.